So a story that I spotted this week, it's in the journal PNAS, and these researchers have shown that people intentionally anger others in order to gain a competitive advantage in certain situations. Now, you might cast your mind back to about the year 2006. It was the World Cup, and it's the final, France v Italy. And Zidane, who is a celebrated French footballer, he's on his final ever match of his career. He's going to take France to victory. He gets insulted by one of the Italian team. And he gets insulted in such a way that he gets very angry. And the result of this anger is a headbutt directed at the Italian player and the sending off of Zidane. And it cost France the match potentially because it went to penalties. He's their best kicker and he got kicked off the field. Now, the question is, did that Italian player wind up the French supremo on purpose? The evidence now suggests that maybe he did. And this celebrated case is cited by Uri Nisi and also Alex Emas, who are the two researchers on this paper this week, because what they did is they got a whole bunch of students to come into the lab and they got them to do two tasks, or one of two tasks each. Now, in the first task, it was a strength task. So what they said is grip this lever, squeeze it as hard as you can, and the person who squeezes it the hardest, they're the winner. So they do the study and you get a result for the students. Then they randomly choose one of the two students and say, right, now you're going to be able to go home after this is over, but the other guy sitting here, he's going to have to stay behind to do all the paperwork related to the study for as long as you decide he's going to stay here, up to a maximum of 20 minutes, and we'll even give you a financial incentive to make him stay longer. How long do you want him to stay? Now, Dominic, if that was done to you, how would you feel?
Oh, I feel quite annoyed, really.
If I chose 20 minutes, yes. Maximum for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's exactly what happened. The people found they were angry. So when they did this task again, of course, anger makes people stronger. It's a well-known fact. And sure enough, the angry people squeeze the lever much harder the second time. Pretty obvious, you'd say. Right, in the second task, though, this was what they called a cognitive test. So what they did this time was they said, now, the two of you are going to have a fantasy duel. You're going to be standing a certain distance from each other, and at each go, and you're going to take it in turns, you can either elect to move one pace closer to each other, or you can shoot each other. And the probability of you missing is going to go down each step you take, but it's not going to go down at a standard rate. It's going to change at a non-standard rate. So the closer you get, the higher the probability of hitting the opponent becomes. So therefore, you've got to think about it and think, what's the optimum distance for the odds to be in my favour? And it turns out you've got to be 15 paces in. Now, this time, when they gave them the opportunity to upset or anger the other player, when they actually did the dueling task, the person who was made angry did much, much worse if they got the maximum sentence of 20 minutes of staying late afterwards, compared with the other person, or when there was no such punishment. And when they looked at whether or not it was therefore advantageous, you would assume, right, if it's advantageous and people are strategically making people angry under the right circumstances, in the stress task where there's a strength test, you'd expect them to make them angry less often, because the stronger they are, then the less chance you've got of winning. But if it's a cognitive thing and they've got to think about things, it's in your favour to make someone angry because they won't be able to concentrate. When they look at the numbers, that's exactly what they see, because in the strength task, only 45% of the subjects meted out the maximum anger-inducing 20-minute punishment on the other person, whereas in the cognitive task, it was 63%. And they actually conclude the paper by saying, this suggests that individuals anticipate the behavioural effects of anger and they use it strategically. They're more willing to anger opponents when it will have a detrimental effect on their performance.
In the news this week, we've obviously got the Australian Open tennis, and that's a sport where, going right back to John McEnroe, there's been this debate about the way that players behave, the way that they perhaps wind up the match officials and their opponents. So is that potentially making their opponents more likely to make mistakes in their choices of shot?
It'll certainly put them off, won't it? But also, you could argue, in a game where you've got also physical attributes coming to bear, if you're going to hit that ball harder, if you're angry about it, then I think it's six of one, half a dozen of another, because it could be that on the one hand there's a detrimental cognitive effect, but there could also be an enhanced effect because you're angry, you're going to hit the ball harder.
Well, that's an interesting insight into tennis, perhaps.